Last week I told you we were going to be dealing with the mark of the beast. Pastor Keys was harassing me yesterday. I like never got rid of him. He did me like him and Brother Rofer do each other. Don't even try it. Amen. But we had a good time. Got a lot done yesterday too. We had these lights working. I told Pastor Keys, watch, we come in the morning, that thing ain't going to work. It just needs to be replaced, and that one needs to be replaced. But he did all the work. I supervised.
Pastor, you worked yesterday. You worked.
I worked. Oh, you saw me out there? Shh. Don't be telling on me.
Okay.
Amen. Today, as we begin to talk about the mark of the beast, which everybody is talking about now, but it's something that's just wrong with the way they're talking about it, because we're talking about it like we're in sci-fi, and we're not sci-fi. We're talking about monsters, and trying to describe what it's going to look like, and we don't even know what day Jesus is coming back, so how are we going to describe what the beast that cometh out of the sea going to look like?
Right.
But it's a few things that we need to know and we need to understand. I hear folks on TV now coming against the Hebrew and the Greek. You don't need all that. Well, we do need it. It's only one way you get a clear-cut understanding of what the Bible is trying to teach you, is to understand what the Bible says.
Amen.
If you don't understand the originality of the word, then you're not going to understand what the Bible says. You're going to go off on a tangent and say whatever you feel.
Right.
And that's what a lot of what's going on now. We're teaching what we feel, not what we know, and not what we understand. So, if I don't know if you write in your Bible, but you need to remember this. When you hear the word forehead, it's talking about human wisdom.
Yeah.
When you hear the word hand, it's talking about human strength. So as we get ready to go into this, and the first thing I need to point out to you that the beast is not a monster. The beast is a person. And he's been around forever. He sure has. He's been around forever. His name is Adam. Man that was created from the earth. Ruddy and red. Adam is the beast. And he has fooled everybody into thinking that the devil is the beast. But there's only one problem with that. The devil can't reproduce. So if he can't reproduce, he can't have a seed. Adam is reproducing every day. Every child born is born into what?
Sin.
Actually born into Adam. He made that possible. You're born into flesh. Whether you've ever done anything or not, I don't know a baby that's been born that's committed sin.
Amen.
But yet they're born into sin.
Amen.
That's bad. That's how bad and how strong his grip was. How much authority he had over what he did. And if we're going to look at let's look at Genesis, the fifth chapter. Now, we're not going to be that long today because if I get started on this, we won't finish. The convention starts next week, and so I don't want to. No, I'm not going to even try it. The fifth chapter, the first verse reads, "This is the book of the generations of Adam." Now listen to what it says very closely. "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their thing he did was rename her.
Right.
He started to change. But we're not going to go into that. We're talking about the beast this morning. So, name Adam in the day when they were created. One thing you have to understand, when you look, see the word name, it's talking about character. Name always talks about character. So, here we are, and Adam lived, what, 130 years, and begot a son in his, what does it say? His own likeness. God said we created him in what? In our image. And in our likeness. He wasn't happy till he got a son in his image and his likeness. But in actuality, Seth really wasn't in his image and his likeness. Because he was a substitute for Abel. But let me tell you what he did see. What he did see was the fact that it was in the bloodline. He understood that even though Seth was a man after God, in his blood was the same sin that he had created. And as his bloodline went on, through the generation of Adam, eventually, you will start seeing the beast. You will start seeing his image. And he popped up at some of the most peculiar times that we talked about one couple weeks ago. We talked about Abraham and Sarai. He popped up. Sarai convinced him to sleep with her handmaid. With Hagar. She went and got her. Y'all know she went and got her and brought her to him. And he walked around, I guarantee he walked around like a banding rooster. He done, look what I done did. No, God gave him a miracle so you could allow your flesh to manifest. He couldn't have did it without God. But you have to remember, God don't never go back on his promises. God said he's going to give him a son. Even though that wasn't the way he wanted to do it, he gave him one. So Sarai's, or Sarah, her brilliance or her mind and his hand, his strength, they produced an Ishmael, which means he is a wild man. And he shall war against all his brethren in all nations. What is he doing now? He's at war with everybody and himself. What do you see? A beast nature. What's happening? The character and the nature of Adam is still so here we have all this going on. And then, you know, we get to the beastly character and a scratch or which is a graven or a scratch or an etching or an idea of a scratch or like a principle. Let's go to 1 John, the second book. See, we're looking for this beast to come up out of the sea. I want you to understand something. When the Bible talks about sea, I'll show you later, it's basically not talking about water, it's talking about a people. How many got? John.
First John.
Yeah, First John, I'm sorry. First John 2 and 18. I just want you to understand that this Antichrist spirit isn't just going to happen in the book of Revelation. This has been around. It's in full effect. And you know, it's in full effect in our churches. I know most of y'all understand and remember that. The Bible says there's only one person in the entire Bible that had enmity with God. Who was that? It was Adam. For the old nation had enmity with God. The word enmity is translated hatred. Not once does it ever tell you that Satan hated God. He might have been envious of God. That's why he tried to take over heaven. But God took care of all that. All right. 1 John 2 and 18. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist or anti-God shall come, even now. This was a while ago when this was written. Even now are there many antichrists whereby we know that it is what? The last time. It's been the last time a long time. Well, you said long time. It's been a long time. It's been this for a long time. It ain't just going to start. You better stop looking for a monster in the sea and start looking for a monster in the mirror. Come on, man. Go down to 22. Who is a liar? But he denieth that Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist. That denieth the Father and the Son. And see, you can, what he actually saying is, these people have a form of godliness, but they actually deny the power thereof. They're antichrist. They're actually anti-God. The beast is in full effect, and we're still waiting on it. You know, when you wait on something, you wait on a gift. Somebody can walk up and give you a gift, and the gift they gave you is not as important as the gift you're waiting on.
All right.
When the gift you're waiting on, the one you get should already be important. Well, that's what's happening with this. The beastly nature is already flowing in throughout our churches and on the streets. But yet we're still waiting to see the beast because we've been taught about monsters. I taught a message years ago. It was called The Monster Inside Me. Anybody ever watch that program? Ain't that a crazy program? You'd be amazed at some of the stuff that folks catch. Yeah, catch. Just like a lot of saints catch a lot of stuff. I'm finding out that this spirit of Antichrist is not just going to do with what you do spiritually. It has to do with your everyday normal life. Your lust of the flesh. Your love of money. Your uncharacteristics, not being humble. These things are anti-God. It's part of the beastly character.
Come on now.
A beast only wants what he wants.
Yeah. Amen.
So talking about liars. But you know what's so good? The good thing about it is, look at verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye shall know, or you shall understand all things. See, you have the ability to understand the truth.
Right.
And it's so important that you do, because it will save your life and not steal your life. Folks are going to get stole and not going to know it. That's bad, ain't it?
Right.
Let's go to Revelations 13. Now it sounds gory. And it sounds sci-fi, scientific. But it's not. 13 and 15. And he had power to give life unto what? The image of the beast. That the image of the beast should both do what? Speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Let me tell you something real quick. Also talking about idolatry. You know, we assume that idolatry is when you worship stones and idols. Let me tell you something about idolatry. Idolatry is when your mind has the ability to control your hands, which is your works. And anything you do with your hands that don't exalt God is idolatry. Because that thing becomes your God. And if it becomes your God, it's your idol. And it's called idol worship. It's quiet here today. Amen.
Amen.
And then he calls it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark. Somebody say mark.
Mark.
I know y'all waiting on somebody to walk up and write 666 in y'all forehead or in y'all right hand so that you can buy and you can sell. But I hope y'all understand that the number 666 is the number of man.
Right. Yeah.
And the word mark has a very definite, it talks about a character, a beastly character. It's a engraved, it's talking about something being engraved. Folks have allowed their old Adamic nature to be engraved.
Wow.
In their mindsets. Right. When they come to a place where it's all about them and not about you. I'm going to get mine before you get yours. I'm better blessed than you are.
Come on now.
I'm more anointed than you are.
Come on now.
Well, if you all them things, why are you catching the same hell that I'm catching? It's just that simple. Excuse me, y'all. Amen. So, a mark in their right hand, remember what we said about right hand? Human strength and works. Or in their what? Foreheads. Their intelligence or their mindsets. The word forehead is in the Greek, it means metapar. Or broken down as opposite the countenance or denoting a compliment. A compliment. Yeah. Folks that have allowed themselves to become a part of what they see and what they hear and what they think they understand. Instead of searching the scriptures to find out, for in them ye think you have everlasting life. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name. Remember we talked about names. The name always authority, noma, onoma, authority or character of the beast. The authority or the character of the beast. Or the number of his what? Name. The number of his character. And we know that Adam's character hated God. And the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. The payoff of sin is death. Why? Because you can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and serve man.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not talking about serving some man out here. I'm talking about serving yourself. My goodness. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a what? Man. Is it not self-explanatory? It is the number of a man, not the number of a monster. It's the number of a man. It's right there in front of us. It don't say it's the number of men. It say the number of a man, a particular man. And his number is 666. Now, we were talking about the seed of being people. Let's go over to the first verse. And I stood upon the sand of the sea. We heard that. Now, remember, what did God tell Abraham? He was going to make him what? Father of many nations, and his nation would number as what? The sands of the sea. He was talking about a people. It's talking about a people. It's talking about the Jews and the Gentiles alike. He stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast. I saw a different character and a different nature than what God said we're supposed to have. This is what John is seeing. But remember, it's not the revelation of John. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Rise up out of the sea, having what? Seven heads. And 10 horns, and upon these 10 crowns, and upon his head, the name of blasphemy. Upon every head, it had the same name, blasphemy. What was the blasphemy? Against God. Denying that God is who he is, and that he is the creator of all things. And that Jesus died on the cross, rose up from the dead on the third day, and now sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Amen. They blaspheme against God. Not only did they blaspheme that away, they blaspheme with their bodies.
Amen.
With their attitudes. Amen. They blaspheme with not tithing. Yeah, that's a blasphemy. You blaspheme against God. Because you saying God ain't who he is, and he ain't doing what he's supposed to do. But yet you want to be blessed. It's all in here. The name of blasphemy, the character of blasphemy. Look at the 17th verse of the 12th, right above it. In the 12th chapter. And the dragon was wroth with the woman. Who's the woman? The church. And went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Who is the remnant of her seed? The believers, the Jew and the Gentile, that standing and holding fast to their profession of faith. We're at war with Antichrist every day on our jobs. Sometimes in our homes.
Amen.
This thing ain't no joke. You better stop waiting to get yourself prepared. Right. And there's only one way you can get prepared is by calling up on the name of God. Amen. On a daily basis. Pray without ceasing. Study this word and find out for yourself what God is trying to teach you.
Come on, Pastor.
You got to know. You can't depend on me or none of them. You've got to know for yourself.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The war is on. We are at war. see, 14 says, 14th chapter, the first verse, but I looked and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion. And with him 144,000, having what? His father's name written in their foreheads. We all ain't gonna give up. Because we're gonna keep fighting the good fight of faith. Because we do more than just trust God. We live for him as we trust. I'm gonna show you my faith by the way I live. Not by what I say. This mark of the beast, the character of a beastly nature, or character of a man or a woman that has allowed their flesh or their old nature to control the way they live, the way they talk, the way they honor God, the way they worship, the way they go to church. Everything about them is honoring their flesh and not God. That's a beastly character. That's a wild man. She said, Pastor, what is the mark of the beast? The mark of the beast is when you take matters into your own hands to fulfill the promise that God gave you. Right. You don't have time to wait on God. Amen. You know, they tell you, well, you need to help yourself before God will help you. You better pray. And make sure you help in the right way. Let me tell you something about this old boy. He ain't no joke. He knows how to manipulate you with your feelings, with your emotions, with what you see, what you hear. He knows how to take you and manipulate you and change and make things that look good look bad, things that look bad look good. Because in all that, guess what he's doing? He's changing your nature. He's reversing your character from that of God into that of man. And you know what man does? Despise each other.
Yeah.
See, then we get like Abraham and Sarah. We use our wisdom and not his. We use our strength and not his. And when we get like that, then we don't have a right to depend on God. Because by then, we can burn ourselves out anyway. I've been there. I know what it is to burn yourself out, trying to get ahead of God. Thinking you're doing the right thing and you're not. This mark, right now, we're living in the hour of Antichrist, anti-God, the mark of the beast. You know why some folks ain't going to be able to buy or sell? Because they look at themselves to be poor when God says you're rich.
Amen.
Do you know having that mindset is idol worship? There's two ladies on the staff here. Pastor Arnie's to share. God moves to them constantly. Constantly.
Amen.
In areas that you wouldn't expect God to move them. DTE. Mishkan. Water company. Arnie's goes to the stores. People get behind her trying to give her money to be a part of whatever she's doing because they gravitate to the Spirit of God that's in her life. And they realize that it ain't man that's working in her or woman, but it's God. And everybody wants to be a part of what God is doing. But the problem is a whole lot of folks ain't proving that God is God. Because we got that mark in our foreheads. And we are demonstrating the character of man and not of God.
Amen.
I guarantee you start looking at people differently.
Right.
Right. Right. Yes, sir. I have to stay out of Revelations. I really do.
I know. Come on now.
So, you know, the Bible talks about dragons and beasts and rising up out of seas. And a lot of people use it to scare you. It's a scare tactic. But you don't have to be afraid.
Come on.
God got you protected.
Amen. Amen.
You are protected by God.
Amen.
I got one more verse. Let's go to Isaiah 11. Isaiah even prophesied about it. Isaiah 11 and 10. We're going to start with verse 9, actually. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I need this kind of water to cover me. And in that day, there shall be a root, a sapling of Jesse, which shall stand for what? An ensign, which is a banner or a flag of the what? People. To it shall the Gentiles see, and his rest shall be upon his glory. God got us. We don't have to worry about what they're talking about in the Revelations. All we have to do is make sure we're right with God.
Amen.
And can't nobody do that but you.
Amen.
You can't do it. You can't. You have to do it for yourself.
Right.
Amen.
You just have to believe God, and whatever it is you're going through and you're dealing with, make sure that the mark that's in your forehead is the knowledge and the understanding of God, that God is with you and no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. And if God before you, who can be against you? You can never allow the mark of the beast to have authority or dominion in your life. I keep trying to tell folks, it's not a monster, it's a person. And there's one thing he wants to do, and that's control your life so he can take you with him. See, the Bible never tells you that Adam went to hell. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell you Adam went to hell for what he did. But you better believe it's going to be a reckoning. And everybody he gets to align themselves on his side with this mark in their forehead, because they thought they were going to see a monster come up out of the water, and don't make changes to their character or their attitude or their disposition, and they keep thinking that who they are right now is okay. It might be okay with you, but it ain't okay with God. I got to make some changes in my life. We all got to make some changes.
Amen.
Ain't nobody here perfect.
Amen.
And we ain't got to the place where we're so supernatural, we're not going to make a mistake either.
Amen. Amen.
But we're trying to get there.
Amen.
Oh. How? Because we're going through whatever we're going through in faith.
Amen.
And having the confidence of God and trusting in him. So, from now on, when you get to thinking about the mark of the beast, look in the mirror. Look at the man in the mirror. And see whether you see the mark of the beast or you see the mark of God.
Amen.
You would know. You would know everyone before you leave out of the house.
Oh,
Which one you taking with you? Or which one going to be the predominant one? Because Jesus and him, Adam, is living, are living in you.
That's right.
The old nature and the new nature.
Amen.
Both of them are dwelling together,
Amen.
Fighting for supremacy in your life.
Amen.
It's up to you which way you're going to yield and let the one have power over your life. Everybody stand. I'm determined to keep my mind stayed upon him. Because if I can do that, I don't have to worry about that. Take control of my life. He'll never sleep. He never sleeps. You ever thought about some of them thoughts you have when you're trying to go to sleep, some of the dreams you have that wake you up startled? Sometimes you wake up, where'd that come from? Especially when you went to bed not thinking about nothing. Because he don't never sleep. But you know what the good thing about it is? Jesus don't either.
No. Yes.
That's why you have to choose this day what mark you're going with. Which who you're going to allow to be engraved in your mindset.
Yeah.
It's up to us. Amen. Take somebody by the hand this morning. Heavenly Father, according to your word, I pray that you will give us the knowledge and the understanding that we need, Lord God, to do your will in this earth. Lord God, you said we had the power to do it. So, Lord God, let us mount with wings as eagles, Lord God, not leaving this earth, but flying above every circumstance, situation in our lives, that we might understand that we're in a battle, Lord God, that you might have life in us, Lord God, that your kingdom might manifest itself in us, Lord. Father, we thank you right now, and I pray that you would open up the understanding of your saints to see what this mark really is, that they might have clear understanding, Lord God. May we stop being afraid and tricked. But they will know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord God, that it doesn't matter. As long as they keep their mind stayed upon you and they serve you with vigor, with their mind, their body, and their soul, that you will keep them. Because the word of God says we are kept by the power of God. And we understand that to know that it is the love of God that keeps us, that sustains us, that protects us, that provides for us. So, Father, only you, the Holy Ghost, is the teacher of all things. We hear man, we hear woman, we see, we give some understanding, but Lord God, you are the true teacher. You are the true one that teaches us the truth and gives us the knowledge we need, Lord God, that we might apprehend those things that need to be apprehended and cast off those things that need to be cast off. So, Father, I pray that you would touch your people this day, not just in this church, but in all of our churches.
Yes.
Bring us to a higher standard, Lord God. First of all, in our minds, Lord God, that our works may line up with our mindset, that our works may manifest your glory and your strength and your peace in the earth. So, Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. We know that hands represent strength.
Yes.
So, Father, let it be your strength working through our hands.
Yes.
We know that our minds represent, Lord God, that which you have engraved. So, Father, let it represent you. Lord God, we're not going to let, Lord God, the things of Wall Street and these type of things control our lives, but we're going to let you control our lives, Father.
Yes.
We thank you, we praise you for it right now. And I thank you for moving on everybody's body, everybody's heart, everybody's soul, everybody's finances, Lord God. Have your way in their lives, Father, like never before. Lord, I thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on and give it up. had a thought while I was praying. Kind of funny. You know, Pastor Keys and I were talking about it yesterday about Silicon Valley. Their folks are so smart that they depend more on their knowledge of electronics and different things than they do on God. You know, that's idol worship. It's all right to use that stuff. God gives you an idea, use it. But don't use it to hurt other people.
Amen.
Amen. Let me understand that.
Yes.
We are a great people. We're the body of Christ. How can we not be great?
Amen.
Some of us may be a little down. Some of us may be a little hurt, confused. But we're still a great people because we're not by ourselves. We're aligned with everybody else.
Come on now. Come on now.
We strengthen one another.
Yes.
And that's what the old nature don't want. It's for us to find out who we are in God. Because we'll get strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And we'll stop being afraid. Always blaming something on the devil. He's sick of us too. God, I wish you'd get your people off my back. They know I didn't do that. They're trying to make me a scapegoat for their problem. That's it. That's how you do it. We're going to run this race. How many know somebody got to win?
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody ain't losing. Somebody got to win. Even if I run the race last, I'm still going to win.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Come on now. She always got something quizzy to say. Oh, she yeah, good idea. Okay, Patrick, you better turn that off. It might get a little spicy up in here. It was good to have Denise back this morning.
Amen.